This is Clicks Radio, and back to the hacking of Australia by some sort of other government organisation. I don't know which country it's from. I'm not going to get involved with that right now. Details about what actually has happened and what you can do to keep yourself safe on today's show. So usually with websites and systems, when you're coming from somewhere overseas, you would be blocked from getting access to it. If you've been overseas trying to do your banking or even trying to get you onto, say, Telstra's website to log in to check your account, quite often you get blocked. That's called geo-blocking. Now, with the hackers, they had the problem of they can sort of really hard hit a network or a system or a device, but once they got onto it, they can't access anything inside of it because they're from overseas. So what they do is they have a system of programs they put onto servers, so when they have control of a device, they can then appear to be coming from Australia to attack other systems and get more information about things. Now, the problem comes down to how easy is it to find out who has access to what? And what ends up happening is everybody loses access to everything. It's overkill, but it solves the problem about who's actually doing the right thing. So once the government has said, yep, you've been hacked, your best bet is to literally close down the whole internet system while you disable everybody's access to the internet, and then you slowly re-put things onto the internet as time goes on. Now, you have two problems. You have to worry about any device, so any phone, any modem, any router, anything that's directly connected onto the internet without something else covering the way has to be up to date and kept safe. But also if you're doing things like emails, cloud-based storage like iCloud, like OneDrive, like Dropbox, all those sort of things there also have to be kept safe from hackers because they too are directly accessible through the internet. The main way of doing that is to organize what they call multi-factor authentication. So that is setting up to have, when you try and log on to a website, rather than just having your email and your password, it actually sends you a text message, and that then keeps you a bit safer as well. That's what the government wants people to try and do when it comes to emails and cloud systems, rather than letting you just access things quickly and easily. It does mean things are going to be slowed down a little bit, but it does mean that things are safer. Now, the problem that we had is this attack is still going on now. This very moment, there's still an attack happening on Australian government bodies. It's taken them a long time to actually say this has been happening. That comes down to purely the IT departments that were involved were not keeping track of what's going on with their systems. Quite often when I'm with somebody, I will show them the Windows log. Or if you had the phone calls from Microsoft or Telstra, they'll tell you to go into a certain program and tell you that every error here is a virus. This is the Windows log. It keeps track of everything that happens inside of Windows. Now, if the IT departments were to check that regularly, they would notice that, hang on, this is odd. This system we don't use is being used regularly. And they would then stop the system from being used and hopefully send it to the government, let them know about there's this hacking going on with their systems. That's the first thing that should be done, is making sure that anybody who's in charge of an IT system regularly checks the Windows log, as well as the internet log. So that way you can keep track of who's actually accessing your internet connection. That's pretty much the main two big things that can be done. And then if there's something strange or out of the ordinary happening, let the government know. Let the Australian Cybersecurity Centre know that that's happening, and that way at least they can keep track of what's going on with viruses and hacking into the different organisations. Now, Transport for New South Wales actually had a system outage last couple of weeks that's affected bus drivers. Now, what happened with State Transit is that bus drivers actually weren't being told what they're supposed to be doing, what buses to take, or what trips they're meant to have been doing. So they've been going back to the way it was years ago, where the bus drivers would be told things in person and have to write things down for themselves. Now, this is getting better. They're sort of recovering from it right now, but it is thought this is all involving the same thing. Why attacking bus drivers? I don't know, but they must have thought that's a good way to try and get past things, is let's attack bus drivers because why not? Because they're into transport, those hackers? I don't know. Here's Ganga Jang, sound to then on Clicks Radio.